It's Monte. That's the name. It's been exciting just because not a lot of people can say they've been through this process, so you just got to cherish it, and that's what I'm doing. Because I know that I can help a team win, and that's what I truly believe in, and my film shows that, and I'm gonna make sure I prove it a little bit more, this weekend, and I think they should start taking running backs earlier. Yes, I've talked to them, and it'd mean a lot. It'd mean a lot to play for any team, just because it's always been my dream to play in NFL, and my job here is to impress as many teams and coaches as I can, and hopefully get my foot in the door somewhere. I'm mentally prepared, for this level, physically as well. But I understand now the level of competition that I'm putting myself into, and really looking forward to it. Yes, sir. I do believe that I'm a better player. Doing a lot of better things without the football, blocking, really doing a great job of chipping ends, and being a leader for my team. Well, I try to pattern, my game after Terrell Davis. He's my idol. I hear a lot, and I've been watching a lot of tape of my. I feel like I run a lot like Curtis Martin. Nothing really stands out like speed or strength, but we're very balanced and overall and very consistent. Oh, St. Louis has the greatest talent in the nation. Just a lot of, in the Midwest area, there's a lot of talent out there that, a lot of college teams, don't find. But hopefully they start hitting the Midwest, harder and getting that talent out of there. Yeah. The challenges I faced leading up to the season. I'm only human. I caught myself at times, debating if I made the right decision or not to come back. But very fortunate to have the players I had around me to really keep me comforting and just doing a great job of just being around me, in the hard times that I had. That you live and you learn. I learned, that I have to live my life in a fishbowl the hard way. But, bottom line, I learned my lesson and moved on from it. I think we dealt with it, pretty good. Just because the seniors and the captains that we had on the team, we understood that it was our time to really rally the team back together and keep us focused for, one more game. And, obviously a lot of us were upset just because we're, very selfish because we wanted to keep our coach in our program because he's a great coach. Arkansas is really blessed to have him. But I feel like we did a good job of staying focused. No idea. We had no idea, but we understand that it's a business and understand that, coaches have dreams as well. I liked it a lot. My thoughts were, I was one of the players, who talked to the players that told them they should reach out to and, call him and ask for him to, come coach us. And we were really blessed that he did that because we understand what he's done for the program and we just have so much respect for him. Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, I took a huge gamble, and I believe I benefit, from it pretty well. I feel that any player can go down. A player with zero carries, as opposed to a player with 900 carries, it only takes one play. I'm really looking forward to. The form interviews, really sitting down and talking to the teams and really showing that, how well I can apply my intelligence to the playbook and to the game, which I believe gives me an advantage you know, over most, you know, other players. But I believe that, obviously, I want to show them how well I can move on the field and with the football in my hands and how well I can catch the football at the backfield. This past season, there's not a lot of film on me catching the football. But the season where we had Russell Wilson, there's a lot of tape out there that really shows that I can really, you know, expand the offense. The benefits of having one workhorse. Well, I take pride in being a three down or every down back, and I feel that's what a lot of teams are looking for right now. Jeez, you can keep me in on first, second, and third down. I can make the big time block, you know, for the quarterback to make a pass down the field. I love to finish the drive out with a touchdown. You know, obviously a field goal is just as important just to get points on the board, but I feel that, you know, with a field goal you fell short. And that's kind of, you know, what I would tell myself every time we would get closer and closer to the end zone. It's just, you know, the drive that I have. I believe it's extremely powerful, and I plan on, you know, continuing that. Not while I was growing up, but recently, I've been watching him, and that's a very incredible running back. They did, yeah. I've seen it all over the place. With some players were actually telling me, and coaches. One of my running back coaches actually told me, you know, that you actually, you know, run a lot like Curtis Martin. Well, I have no idea how he did that or what he did off the field. I just know how he was on the field. Yeah, around the. Well, I had my mindset, you know, before the first game, because there's no turning back. But I believe the change happened where I started. Where I started playing like my old self was around the third, fourth game of the season. And, you know, better late than never. But really glad it happened.